This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I have with me the fantastic, wonderful Barbara Turvett, our executive editor, and she's going to guide us through our list of awesome moms that we need to spotlight because they are the 2016 Working Mother Social Media Moms Awards winners, and they are making a difference in social media. Thanks so much for being here, Barb.
Oh, I love being here with you, Bettina. Thank you, as always, for having me.
All right, well, I'm looking at this list on workingmother.com, which, by the way, if you haven't been there today, you got to go, because workingmother.com is constantly updating, and there are so many new things to read and to watch, and it's just the best resource ever for working moms. But let's look at this page. I'm looking at the top person on our list, and her name is Kimberly Bryant. What can you tell us about
Bryant? Kimberly is cool, okay?
She's a techie.
Yeah. Kimberly's a techie, and she founded an organization called Black Girls Code and has used social media, Facebook and Twitter in particular, to promote this organization. And, of course, this is an organization that helps young African-American girls get into coding. Just if I might sideline, we're doing an article in our upcoming issue about raising STEM daughters. I'm just going to give you a preview. And this kind of ties right into that because there are not enough young girls who are interested in engineering and technology, and that's where all the jobs are. Not all the jobs, but there are a lot of jobs. It's a very male-dominated area with a very good paychecks, and we need more girls in those areas. And Kimberly Bryant is doing something about that. Because her daughter was interested in science, but she was like finding herself to be the not only the only girl in the room, but the only black girl in the room in her classes and not getting enough attention, Kimberly, who is also in a tech field and in her work, decided to found Black Girls Code, which is an organization that has some computer science camps for these girls. And it's really, you know, it's a fantastic thing. It's so, so necessary. It's crucial to get girls, and particularly young girls of color, into these tech areas. And so we're proud of Kimberly for doing this, and that's why we honor her in this article online.
I think she's amazing. And if you check Kimberly out, the things that she's doing are just phenomenal. And I have to tell you, my little STEM girl, that all she ever talks about is how she wants to go back to Destination Science for her summer camp. That's her biggest priority. And her favorite subject right now is dino robotics, and she's 5. So,
well,
it's
you know
nice
what?
To see.
Keep her going. Keep her going. You know, if you read this article, you're going to love this article, Bettina, that we're doing in our next issue, because it's great that your daughter's doing that, but by the time she hits middle school, she may be in an area where she might start to fall away from science, even though she still loves it. And that's where we parents need to kind of kick into gear and help our kids. That's exactly what Kimberly's doing, but in a big, you know, in a very big way. And of course, we can all do that with our own kids. So
I'm so excited. That was the best teaser ever. Like, I can't wait for that issue.
Oh, it's such a good article. I'm very excited about it. I'm really, really excited. That's why I wanted to bring it up. But anyway, the next person on our social media moms, of which there are 20, by the way, is a celebrity. It's Christy Turlington Burns. And she has an enormous following on social media, but she is amazingly active in the world. She has 365,000+ followers just on Instagram. And, I mean, that's, like, huge. That's huge. And she's a model, of course. We all know who she is. And she's married to the actor, producer, director Ed Burns. But she is so involved in trying to make a difference in the world. She has a nonprofit dedicated to making pregnancy and childbirth safe for every mother, because she, when she delivered her first child 12 years ago, she had some serious complications, one thing being a postpartum hemorrhage. And it just opened her eyes to the fact that there are so many unexpected things that can happen during pregnancy and birth. And so she started this nonprofit to help. And she's done a whole lot with social media to promote this cause. She's really incredible. She, if you look at her posts on Instagram, they're just, you know, some of them are about herself. There's so many dedicated to making a difference in the world. It's, she's very, very inspiring. You know, she's doing it for all the right reasons. I hate to use that phrase because it sounds like The Bachelor. You know, I'm here for all the right reasons. When I said it, I just reminded myself of The Bachelor, which is pretty sad. But in fact, Christy Turlington is doing this for all the right reasons. Oh, okay, God. I admit it. The Bachelor is my guilty pleasure. I admit it.
Barb, if we go down that road, this interview may never end, and we may have to do a whole another episode because I can't.
I couldn't help
tell
it.
You. Oh, we'll be back right after the final rose. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. Come back for more Working Mother Radio right after this. And Barb and I will get back on the subject of the social media awards. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.